Bannerbox Radio. Bet you can't eat just one. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Banterbox Radio, the show where we talk about stuff and you listen. Today is me, the Thomas, introducing the show that is going to be accompanied by the second person who also does this show, Dan Knight. How are you doing, Dan?
Yeah.
Great. How have things been? What's new?
Uh-huh.
Great. What's new?
Exactly. It's St. Patty's Day today.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Do you celebrate it?
Well, I do have a rich Irish heritage, and so I will be doing my part by drinking?
I think that's what you're supposed to do, yeah.
Because everybody knows that St. Patrick's Day is exclusively about drinking and being an ignorant American.
Great.
Whilst doing so.
So we have another great show for you. I mean, we wouldn't do anything less, right? Yeah. Would we? We might. Would we? I don't think we would.
I don't know. I don't ever want to ask that question.
You should.
Shame on you.
So this is episode 3. Today is March the 17th.
It is.
It being St. Patrick's Day. That's what we were just talking about.
It is.
So it's the third show of millions.
Wow, come on now.
Yeah, that's
not accurate.
Probably impossible.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. We'll be dead long before that happens.
But in the meantime, we're going to keep doing it because we just love doing it oh so much. Oh so much.
So here we are with the bizarre news for you. Up first, we have a case of terrible camouflage.
Okay.
So after running from police with a stolen car a first time, the police caught up to the sneaky Jose Espinoza a second time. The second go-around, however, he had spray-painted his face black as to confuse the police. It did not work, and he is now in police custody.
You sure? You sure it didn't work?
I mean, I think it was a valiant
effort. Are you telling me it didn't confuse them?
I'm sure it confused them on a basic level. I mean, because I can't imagine that's not healthy. No. To spray paint your entire face any color, because spray paint's
It's a toxic chemical.
Toxic, yeah.
It's bad.
There is an amazing mugshot photo of him,
I bet.
And it's worth a hoot and half a holler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you have to be mentally? I feel like I've said that numerous times throughout all three episodes of this show so far. What train of thought was he on, spraying black? Was it at night? Was this a nighttime thing? Was he trying to disappear?
I don't think it said. It didn't say nighttime, but
I
would imagine
he couldn't afford the like a balaclava,
like a ski mask.
Ski mask. He couldn't afford it, so he balaclava, the actual name for it.
Baklava?
Yes, baklava. You gotta put baklava on your face, then you rob a bank. Every time.
You get that flaky, skin-peeling look.
The
triangles.
That I crave.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it would stick to your face because it's covered in honey. So.
Yeah.
But we should provide... I feel like we need to do a service to the people listening to provide them this mugshot photo because it's funny.
Okay, I'll make sure on the website that there is a picture of this guy.
Yeah.
All right. I will do that.
He deserves it. Make Jose Espinoza proud.
I would only want that.
Yeah.
It's all I've really ever wanted. Okay, so let's talk about a Walmart in eastern Indiana has been closed indefinitely. Just the bathroom. Sorry, not the whole Walmart. A restroom. In a Walmart in eastern Indiana.
Okay.
Just this one part. It's very, very important. Has been closed indefinitely after an employee discovered a working meth lab inside.
What?
What I want to know is how they were unable to... How long did it take them to find the meth lab? How long... What I want to know is how set up was this meth lab? Had they started cooking? And how did no one notice this?
Well, you know, maybe this particular employee... Does he have a name?
No.
Oh, well.
No, I believe they're nameless.
Maybe he is...
Born without a name. It's a real tragedy.
That's unfortunate.
It's really hard to get their attention.
Well, maybe... In pertaining to the bathroom, he wasn't the one who knocks.
Oh. So state police say a Walmart employee alerted police after seeing a man he described as suspicious. Gotta watch out for those suspicious folk. Enter the restroom around 11:30 p.m. Thursday with a backpack and leave without it. Delaware County Health Department inspectors closed the restroom and a nearby women's restroom until they could decontaminate... could get decontaminated by a professional cleaning company.
What
Why?
Person in their right mind would think a public restroom would be a good place to do something?
That's the place I'm at. Like, all right, let's live in a hypothetical world where I'm making a meth lab. All right, I have no interest in making a meth lab. But if I were, literally, and I use that word in all if it's its correct definition, literally the last place I would think to put it is a public restroom. I mean, I would put it pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah.
It might be less risky to put it within, like, a mile of a police station than put it in a public restroom in a Walmart.
Oh, man. What did they think? Like, because, like, there must be, like, fumes and things, so...
There presumably would be. I don't know if they actually got it set up. It sounds like it was just they brought started bringing the equipment. Yeah, had a backpack, started bringing the equipment. So I have no idea whether or not what got accomplished. Probably not much, but still, they are stupid.
They are very stupid.
They are incredibly dumb.
Yeah.
I am surprised to hear this is not from Florida.
Yeah, honestly. That has Florida written all over it.
Florida brings the best and the brightest. No offense, Florida. I mean, you're really cool, but you are the toilet of America.
You're going to say I love you.
I don't. I do. No, I love everyone.
Yeah.
But Florida is the toilet of America.
Yeah. Even though you love them.
I do love all people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so we had a couple of British plane situations recently. The first of which was an EasyJet flight from Manchester to Berlin, and it was delayed for a full hour due to the pilot having, quote, something in his eye.
I don't know why that's so funny. It just it makes me feel like it's what you say when someone catches you crying. You're like, no, I wasn't. It's just something in my eye. I like to believe the co-pilot was like, are you crying? Are you seriously crying? And he just committed all the way. It's like, no, it's something in my eye. We got to put this thing down. We got to get it on the ground.
So that would mean that he had been crying for a full hour.
Yeah. You know, wow.
Because Nancy broke up with him, and they were going to get married, and they were going places. Well, apparently the pilot suffered from a serious allergic reaction.
Oh.
As well as severe conjunctivitis.
Oh, that's less funny.
You're a bad person. That's what you are. It took over an hour to vacate the pilot, who had to be brought to the nearest hospital and replaced with another pilot. Quote, paramedics attended the aircraft and the captain was transferred to a hospital. As a result, we immediately identified a replacement captain to operate the flight in order to minimize any delay for passengers. The safety and well-being of its passengers and crew is EasyJet's highest priority. We would like to apologize to passengers for any inconvenience caused, the airline spokesperson commented.
Wow.
I'm sorry, our pilot had something in his eye.
Great.
A little something called... conjunctivitis.
A little something called tearing up because you're real sad about something, you jabroni.
What extreme allergic reaction could he have suffered in the cockpit?
Like, yeah, an allergic reaction to something really sad.
Yeah. You just saw...
it was real sad.
50 Shades of Grey. That's a sad movie.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Is that what it's about?
It's a real sad
movie. Because it's gray, because they're sad characters?
Yes. I believe that's correct.
Okay.
And the 50 shades
is the levels of sadness.
Yeah, yeah. So the grayer you are, the more sad. The less gray you are, the happier.
He must have been in the deep gray.
Wow, real deep gray. He was graying all over the place.
Couldn't handle the gray when he was in that plane. So the other plane story that we have is it was a British Airways flight.
Well, this is a 2-for-1 package. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I'm scared. Yeah. 2-for-1? I was only ready for one article. Now I got to listen to two? What am I? Listeners at home are getting real scared.
It was a British Airways flight, which was on its way to Dubai. It had to turn back and land to Heathrow due to a bowel movement that shook its occupants to the core.
I'm sorry. What was that one more time?
A bowel movement.
Of the who?
A movement of the bowel variety?
Who had the bowel movement?
One of the passengers.
Oh, that shook the plane.
It shook the plane with its stink.
Wow.
The plane only got half an hour into its 7-hour flight before the change of direction.
Are you telling me that someone pooped their pants?
Possibly. Or I think they stopped up the toilet.
Wow.
Which is weird, because isn't it just like a vacuum that just sucks it out? Like,
well, I'm no expert on planes, but I have no idea. I don't know enough information to dispute that.
But my two senses, I don't know. The pilot made an announcement requesting senior cabin crew. About 10 minutes later, he said, "You may have noticed there's quite a pungent smell coming from one of the toilets." He said it was liquid fecal excrement.
Oh, wow.
Those are the words he used. He said it's not a technical fault with the plane, and he was very adamant about that, said Tory councillor Abhishek Sajdev.
Nailed it. Perfect.
That was pretty, I think.
That was great.
That was spot on. It would be another 15 hours before the passengers were able to get another flight. Their only consolation was hotel fare and meal vouchers from the airline.
Great.
One person probably did not need any meal vouchers anymore.
Or maybe they did. Maybe they really did.
Maybe nobody did, because if this is as terrible as it sounds, I don't think anybody would mind me eating after they got off that plane.
This sounds like it might have been the worst smell ever possibly conceived. I'm trying to imagine what kind of smell would have stopped an airplane 7 hours in, right? You said 7 hours?
No, they were only half an hour in.
Oh, wow.
Of a 7-hour flight.
Apparently I'm not listening. Only half an hour in. Okay, so they half an hour in. That was a real deep stink. That was the kind of stink you got to wash out.
It's like a biohazard thing. Where like it's a fecal terrorist.
I, for one, am glad I sat around for both those articles. I was ready to turn this off immediately.
I was about ready to turn this plate around.
So can I tell you a spooky story?
Yes, you can.
I don't know one, but I can tell you about some stuff that sounds spooky.
Okay.
How's that for titillating your tantals?
Well, my tantals are usually plenty titillated, but...
Well, why don't you just listen to this one?
All right.
Tsukimi Ayano made her first scarecrow resembling her father 13 years ago to frighten off birds pecking at seeds in her garden. This is a young girl. Ooh. In Japan.
Oh.
And so she made these scarecrows and has since continued to make more.
Okay.
She's now, I believe, she's 65 years old.
Oh, wow.
And, She's continued making these scarecrows. It's been a real
throughout
crazy,
her life.
Yep, it's been a real crazy thing. In the village, there's only 35 people. This village she lives in, only 35 people.
Okay.
However, there are 350 scarecrows.
Oh no!
The town Nagoro had been hit hard by, so that they had a real issue with their people staying around. Saying there were issues with no local jobs and general things that caused people to leave the town. No one really lives there. The population is down to, like I just said, it's down to 35 people.
Right.
So in fact, to really put that into perspective, in 2012, the village school, the one school there in this village, uh-huh. was shut down after its two pupils graduated.
Oh my God.
Wow. So now what this person has done, this now older lady,
yeah.
is replacing people in the town with scarecrows.
Like the people that left?
Yeah.
Oh.
And doing them as, like, services to people who've departed and,
like, died?
Died, yeah.
Oh.
People are taking requests and they're replacing people with scarecrows.
Oh.
So now there's a whole bunch of them covered in plastic to prevent weathering, leading people into the village. She's filled the seats in the schools.
Oh.
And she has one standing up where a teacher would be.
Oh, come
and
on.
She just recreated this town and filled it with 350 scarecrows to 35 people.
Oh, that's horrifying.
And they are really scary. Like, they're scary not in the that movie that has scarecrows with the horrors, you know, the spookies. But, like...
That's a movie?
No, yeah, exactly. The spookies. Tried to make it look like real people, though. That's what makes it creepy. Like, the faces are almost Muppet-esque.
Oh.
And they're all just stuffed with newspaper.
No! No!
Man. It's a real spooky sight.
You have titillated my tantrums, I'll tell you that much.
So, you can visit there, but I recommend not. Ever.
But you should, because it's scary.
I mean, that would be too... I think that would be far too much spook for one person.
That's horrifying. Wow. I don't think that... you know what reminds me of that movie, House of Wax?
It's much like that, except scarecrows.
Except scarecrows,
yeah.
Scarecrows.
Not wax crows.
Are there people inside the scarecrows that are slowly dying?
That would be great, but also horrible.
I think that's probably... Maybe this woman's a serial killer.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't think so, and that's probably slander.
Yeah, okay. It was just a mindless accusation.
She might be, though. Don't listen. Shh, we can't say that louder.
She's right behind us.
Oh, God!
Anyway...
what you got?
On a bit of lighter note.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, because we're going to need it after that. I'm feeling a little spooked.
Yeah, I am. Kenneth Golighty of Fort Worth, Texas, was arrested.
Okay. That's great.
I mean, a good start.
I know him, and he sounds like a real swell feller, so what did he get arrested for?
He is a swell feller.
I don't know him.
I think he was wrongly accused. What happened was, he commandeered an ambulance at knife point.
All right, that's step one.
That's click. Step one. Originally, he was ignored by the EMTs as he approached.
So it's really their fault.
The ambulance. Yeah, they just weren't paying attention.
Yep.
He just wanted a little attention, some satisfaction.
Yep. Can't get none.
Yeah. Anyway, or any respect. The EMTs inside were filling out paperwork. And he showed up, and they ignored him, and then he brandished a knife at them.
Brandished is a word that's not used as often as I'd like.
I know.
I like that. That's a real satisfying word. Brandish. Sorry, not to break off from this. Can you brandish any? I think so, right? It's just it's just to hold in a...
It's like to reveal, right?
Yeah. Okay, so you can brandish anything.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to use that word a lot more often.
So if I, like, took my shirt off, I'm going to brandish my nips?
I don't know. Does that work? If so, I've brandished my nips a number of times.
All right. That's good. You'll need it.
So that's very different from what we're talking about.
I would be brandishing knives in a scarecrow village, I'll tell you that.
I think you'd almost have to. They will most definitely come to life and kill you if you don't.
Keeps them in line like those ghosts in Super Mario. When you look at them,
yeah.
They put their hands over their eyes.
Oh my God, that sounds terrifying. Can you imagine if the
scarecrows are following you and you're not facing them?
I'm going to puke.
Oh, man. And all you can hear is like the straw noise. But they just want a brain, that's all.
So tell me what he did now. What did he do with that knife?
What did he did? I'll tell you what did he did. I'm going to go Italian on you. What did he did? He stole the ambulance.
Okay.
Sped away, obviously.
Of course. You're not going to steal an ambulance and go slowly.
Right. Exactly. And he's a man with a plan, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a knife. You're holding up some EMTs. You have a destination you need to get to post-haste. So he sped away, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour.
Okay.
And then crashed into a fence.
Did he say what his goal was?
No.
Okay.
No goal, I as far as I know. He fled the crash, so he was... I mean, I imagine him just
stealing it, and then moments later driving 70 miles per hour straight into a fence and crashing. But
it reminds me a lot of the I'm picturing the Wet Hot American Summer. I'm just driving straight. What was the song? What was
you it? Low, you ain't got money. I so love you, hoodie.
Anyways.
So, he took off from the ambulance.
Okay.
From the Amber Lamps. And...
Oh, Black Betty.
Amber Lamps. He took off, and the police showed up, and a witness pointed out his direction, and he was caught.
His what now? His direction.
Pointed out the direction in which he fled.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Not, like, pointed out what he was trying to do with his life.
Now, look, he was real, real upset with that knife. But I think he was really just trying to be an upstanding citizen.
I think, honestly, he just had it in against that fence.
He just wanted to be an EMT?
Yeah. He wanted to save that fence.
Who hated who said to save that fence?
No! Don't you damn me! So he remains in custody on a charge of aggravated robbery.
That just wraps it real nice.
Real nice.
I think I can sleep on that one. Knowing that he's in custody.
We killed the fence.
So now that we've talking, of course, the person who wrote the Lord of the Rings series and The Hobbit, J.R.R. Tolkien, let's talking. Okay. About this feller who's real sad. We're gonna feel real bad, okay? We're gonna end talking about stuff, and you're gonna be crying and probably gonna have to put down a plane.
Ooh, I can't wait. What? Put down a plane?
Bringing it all the way back full circle. All right. So a Southern California man came forward to claim a $1 million lottery prize, but was sent home empty handed after saying that while he bought the winning ticket, he later misplaced it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. On Thursday, the six-month deadline passed for a ticket holder to claim the $1 million Powerball prize in the drawing that took place on September 13, 2014. So the ticket was sold at a supermarket in Rosemead. This is, of course, in California.
Mm-hmm.
And a video camera at the store captured the moment when it was sold to him. So they saw him on camera. They can see him purchasing the winning ticket. However, under the rules of the multi-state Powerball game, no winner can claim a prize without the ticket. And because of this, the winner was sent home with a secondary prize.
Of
which
what?
Was some consolation prize. Just a smaller denomination of money. It doesn't matter, not $1 million, yeah, that he should have won.
Oh, that's... Well, you know...
It hurts.
It does.
It hurts. Can you imagine being that guy who, like, something happened, you lost your ticket, you're an idiot for losing it, by the way. But to be fair, like, you know, it can happen. Who knows how long it took, but you shouldn't have lost your ticket.
No, you should not.
I mean, there's $1 million. I will never in my life be able to say that I accidentally lost
$1 million.
Oops, yeah. Whoops, sorry, just slipped my mind, lost that $1 million.
My original thought was that maybe somebody stole it, but if they had... They would have turned it in.
Yeah. Already.
Well, maybe they wouldn't have, because maybe at this point they have all this proof that this guy bought it. So if this person who stole it tried to turn it in, obviously get in trouble, I guess.
So at least to kind of rest on that one, if nothing else, the $1 million prize that was going to go to that person ended up going to California schools, as per the rules of the lottery system, goes to the school system.
Well,
so,
good.
Sucks for that guy, great for the school system.
Yeah, school systems, I'm sure they could use it.
I think that's probably true.
I think that's accurate, right?
Right?
Who?
Right? Give me some validation.
Can I get a hell yeah?
No. No, I won't do that.
Okay.
Not here, not ever.
That's understandable. I'm sorry for asking.
So that's all we got for today. That's all our stories. I can't say all we got. Because that was a real. I mean, your tattles were tittled, your spooks were spacked. You real good show, number one.
Yeah,
this
that's
is number three though.
Yeah,
but number thanks for listening, everybody. We do appreciate it. We love doing this show. Gives us a lot of inner enjoyment, self happiness,
fulfillment.
Self fulfillment's a way better way to put that. That's way better.
My life has purpose.
It is a lot of fun, though. So now that we're wrapping up the show, though, this is the end. We're reaching our half-hour point. Yep. Let's talk about a few things that have happened.
Okay.
A few things that have happened. By that, I mean one thing that has happened in particular. And that is that we are now officially live on iTunes. Yeah, people who remember the old show, we were up on iTunes.
Yep.
Now we're back. Our old catalog is no longer up there. It's just the new stuff. At some point, look into the future, I will be at some point uploading all the old shows that have a different format, different feel. They're just different.
Different.
Yeah. I will upload those at some point as an archive on the website. But for now, you can find us on the podcast page of iTunes under Banterbox Radio. I'm sure where you're listening to this right now, so you know you can, of course, find this on our website at BannerBoxRadio.com.
Yep.
Give us a shout-out through our contact us thing. We'd like to hear from people. We want to hear suggestions or anything that you have in mind for the show. Let us know how you feel. Let us know if you hate it, you love it, or you're indifferent. If you're indifferent, you're probably not going to leave us a message, though.
No.
That's just real talk.
Well, if they hate it, they might not either. So
that's true. I don't know.
And it depends on how the level of love that they have. If it's like not an extreme amount, I don't know. You know, we might not see anything.
Yeah.
Great. Because people hate you.
They do. I heard that people in particular really hate me.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that, but it's probably true.
Yeah. Well, I do.
All right. But, you know, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week, same time. I think we're going to be sticking to the Tuesday-Wednesday schedule.
Yeah.
One of those 2 days is when we'll be putting these out. So keep in touch.
And remember, leprechauns first lived in the middle of the ocean and tried to drag King Fergus of Ulster into the sea and drown him while he slept.
Thanks for listening, everybody.